From the latest blockbusters to hidden gems, news and reviews, this is your destination for everything movies. Grab your Chock Top and popcorn, sit back and relax. And don't forget to switch your phone to silent.
Here we go.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yeah, hello, welcome to another edition of Talking Flicks, JT and Grant Lee, episode number 6. Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello, how are you this week, Jay?
Wonderful. Ready to talk some more movies.
Well, look, then there's been a big week of movies opening.
Huge week, which we'll get to very soon. Helen Mirren had a new movie and something for the family as well, so we will run the rule over that very soon. Mr. Lee, how's your week been? Had a good one?
Yeah, had a really good one. It's just one of those weeks where, you know, you do all the gardening and, you know, the housework, that sort of stuff. Yeah. How's your week been?
Wonderful, as always. How did you go and see, have you been to see anything recently? What have you been running your eyes over?
I've had a bit of a look at If, and that wasn't too bad. I've only watched about 20 minutes of that, and I really enjoyed that. So I can't wait to watch the whole movie. Ryan Reynolds is brilliant.
He is. So funny and always great in kids' movies. So family type movies. Yeah. So we'll run the rule over that a little bit later on because that is one of our feature films for this week. But hello to those listening in Wagga, Orange and Tamworth, to the ODM 5, Forum 6 communities, also around the world as well, no matter where you're listening. Mr. Lee, last week, Ireland hopping on the Talk and Flicks train, which is great.
Wow, Ireland.
Yeah, sure to be sure.
We are certainly international.
We certainly are. What a great country too, Ireland.
It is. I actually went to Dublin many years ago and I loved it.
Yeah, great little place. I shouldn't say little because it is a huge place. But yeah, and also a few more clicks from the States as well. So hello to anyone listening to us around the globe. And if you are in a country outside of Australia, let us know. Go to our Talk and Flicks page, Talk and Flicks with JT and Grant Lee, and hit us up, Mr. Lee. Slide into our DMs and say hello.
Yeah, that'd be really good to hear from them.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Mr. Lee, well, let's get busy. Let's start talking movies. We are going to do top fives a bit later on. We'll see what's making top five around the country. Also, we'll head to another state. We've done New South Wales and Victoria, I think, so far.
Yes. We have. That's exactly right.
We will we'll go to another state today, and also we'll take a look around the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 cinemas. We'll see what's coming to a cinema near you, what you can get yourself involved in. And a bit later on, Mr. Lee, some more bad acting. Movie-oke is back.
I can't wait. This is a good one too. This is good.
Well, so far we've done what was drama with Titanic. Then we did horror with Scream, which
was very scary.
We nailed that, I thought that was...
Oh, we did. We nailed it.
That was probably one of our more impressive movie-oke outings. And just last week, the movie was Meet the Parents.
Yeah. What is his name? Gaylord Focker.
Yeah. the most hilarious movie. There were so many scenes that we could have done out of that movie.
I think the cat one was perfect.
Oh, dear, yeah. What an unforgettable scene. But, yeah, we do have something new to roll out in Movie-oke. A brand new scene. Mr. Lee and I will be acting that out a bit later on. And if you can tell us which movie we are bad acting out at, you score yourself some movie tickets.
Absolutely. At either the Tamworth Forum 6 or the Wagga Forum 6 or the Orange Odeon 5 cinema.
So you can go and see a movie, Mr. Lee shout.
Yes. Yeah.
Out of Mr. Lee's wallet. There you go.
Yes, it is personally out of my own wallet, yeah.
Well, maybe the movie you might go and see with your free tickets is Golda. Helen Mirren saw the trailer for this one, Mr. Lee, and I think we were saying off the podcast, it looks amazing, just epic, and Helen Mirren, like we've never seen her before.
Correct. And, you know, when you say that, it's quite funny you say that, she was in the chair for 3.5 hours for makeup to make her look like the actual Prime Minister of Israel.
Yeah, and you would think if you're sitting in the chair every single day getting your makeup done for 3 hours, that is a very long time to be getting something like that done. She thoroughly enjoyed it. Have a listen to this.
I had a wonderful makeup team, two young women who had just started out. They just started their own company of making prosthetics. So they did my makeup every morning. And it was fun, actually. It was like having some little girly get-together, for a couple of hours every morning. And actually, I loved the process because normally I'm very short. I just want to get in and out of makeup as my makeup team. No, just have you got 20 minutes and that's it sort of thing. But here, because then I could listen to Golda talking, I could, take the 2 hours to physically enter into her, but also psychologically enter into her. So it was a very valuable time, actually.
So she's sitting there getting the makeup done, probably learning her line, like going over the lines as well, getting into character.
Yeah, which is a great thing to do. You never think of that side of it. You would actually think, oh, how boring. But listening to what she just said, that makes perfect sense to use your 3 hours.
Yeah, well, it was apparently what she was saying as well in an earlier part of that interview was going through the struggles that Golda had, not only in the role that she had, but also many health demons she was battling as well. And you get to see all that in the movie. Mr. Lee, what do you think? Should we go and have a listen to Golda?
I think we should do it.
Today, the Egyptian and Syrian armies launched an offensive against Israel. Our enemies hoped to surprise the citizens of Israel on Yom Kippur.
Our troops are outnumbered 7-1.
If the Arabs reach Tel Aviv, Israel will be wiped off the map. In my day, they stood for the Prime Minister.
Secretary Kissinger is on the line.
Remember that I am first an American, second I am Secretary of State, and third, I am a Jew.
You forget that in Israel we read from right to left.
The American people will pay a high price for supporting Israel.
If we have to, we will fight alone.
Our troops on the canal, they're surrounded.
You rescue these boys.
Might lead to catastrophe.
If the Americans throw us to the dogs, I will not be taken alive.
The Egyptians have fired the cruise missile at Tel Aviv.
Well, I'm not going to get under the table, but don't let me stop you.
If the Egyptians defeat us with Soviet weapons, what message does that send to the free world?
The Russians are preparing 11 airborne divisions.
When I was a child in Ukraine, they would beat Jews to death in the street for fun. I am not that little girl hiding in the cellar.
Home by brave ascent, home by accident.
Do you know how many people died?
All those boys. I will carry that pain to my grave. We will keep fighting for a guarantee of life and peace.
Amazing.
I cannot wait to watch that myself.
Now, if you want a completely different type of movie, something maybe for the family, not as epic as that, but funny, and something that adults and kids can enjoy, Ryan Reynolds in If, this story about a young girl and her neighbour, whose name is Cal, that's Ryan Reynolds, and they find themselves able to see imaginary friends, which, let's be honest, Mr. Lee, it's something that a lot of us can relate to.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that we did talk about it before, and I did have an imaginary friend when I was little. Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but...
Just one, Mr. Lee, or were there a few?
Maybe in my head there may have been a few, but I'll admit there was one.
Well, there are heaps in this movie.
This has got a huge cast, but...
Oh, huge cast.
Massive cast.
John Krasinski, which is the director. Now, not only does he direct, he's also part of the cast as well.
Absolutely. And it must be so freaking hard to actually do directing and acting at the same time when you're not actually in the scene. You're standing on the outside of it looking in, and then you've got to direct yourself.
A very, very talented man. Let's check out If.
What if I told you imaginary friends are real? When their kids grow up, they're forgotten.
Are any of them scary?
Worse. Desperate.
Question: why did these kids forget about us in the first place?
Last week, I just started falling apart.
They're sucking the oxygen out of the room.
Honestly, Doc, if this is how it's going to be, I'm just going to wheel myself back and plug in.
We've started the matchmaking agency to help IFs find new kids.
Or we just disappear.
Blue. Happy place. Happy place.
Coffee and croissants. Coffee and croissants.
I can help you.
How?
Because I'm a kid.
You are the chosen one.
No, no. Let's not give her a complex.
Good luck, Short Sack.
It's all up to you.
No pressure.
Cock and dagger!
Hope this works.
All right, let's find these IFs and kids.
Keith!
What kind of a kid creates an invisible IF?
I can find anyone.
Anywhere!
He got him enough.
Thanks for doing this.
Don't look him in the eye.
Which one?
Yeah, that's gonna grow right back.
Am I disappearing?
Oh! All right, I'm not ready for this.
I need to throw up. Or I need a snack. It's one of the two.
Gross.
You have to help them.
Yes, we do. Not gonna ask you again. Put some pants on. You're freaking everyone out. How'd it go? Oh my God.
Does this make us partners?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves, shall we?
Keith!
And Mom said too much candy isn't good for your tummy, but I said, oh my God.
Wow. My eyes can taste it.
I am so sorry.
You don't taste that in your eyeballs?
Yeah, he's very good, Ryan Reynolds. Very good.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Reynolds, so good. He is so funny in whatever he does. Deadpool, anything, you name it, Ryan Reynolds is great.
Yeah, also, like as we mentioned, all-star cast. You've got Steve Carell, voice of Blue, who actually plays this this very purple character in the movie. Matt Damon as well, Sonny, which is the flower if. So many imaginary friends in this film. Ryan Reynolds, well, he loves the thought of imaginary friends because, as he says, we all have them. Check this out.
As we started shooting this movie, I've talked to a lot of people that, you know, they'll ask me what I'm up to. I'll say, oh, I'm shooting this film about imaginary friends. I've talked to people who are in their 30s, 40s, and 50s who will talk about, oh, man, I miss my imaginary friends. I had two when I was a kid, and their names were this. And they would kind of go into this sort of wistful, nostalgic, and not the least of which emotional kind of reverie of when they were kids and that time when they had that friend that was there for them unconditionally and always.
Yeah, and Mr. Lee, you still have those friends sometimes, don't you? They still hang out with you in the office?
Oh, I certainly do, yeah, but I don't have two. I've only got one. I can remember as a kid, I only had one. So he's doing really well to have two.
Is your imaginary friend purple as well, or blue, or no?
No, I actually can't remember. How bad is that? I can't remember what it was, whether it was a human or, you know, yeah, a purple friend. Oh.
Well, this is it. And in the movie, they're not human-like imaginary friends.
No, nothing like human, are they?
No, definitely not. But great movie for the whole family. That's If. So one of those great movies to go and check out this week. But that is not all, Mr. Lee, because there's movies for all types of genres out at the Forum 6.95 at the moment.
There certainly is. We've got Tarot, we've got Fraud's Last Session, The Fall Guy, Abigail, Kung Fu Panda 4, Ghostbusters, Frozen Empire, and Godzilla, X-Con, The New Empire. But, JT, also screening at Wagga, they've got Civil War, Boy Kills World, Wicked Little Letters, Dune Part 2, and I don't know how to pronounce that word. It's actually, is it Garuvu Belly Dill?
My God, you know, when I saw this on the run sheet, I thought, I hope you don't get me to do this.
Oh, look, and you know, the funny thing is we're also playing it in Tamworth this coming week too, as well as Zone of Interest, which I can say that. So that's much easier. Also at the Odeon 5, they've also got Wicked Little Letters still playing this week.
So essentially, go to forum6.com.au where you can select Tamworth or Wagga, or go to odeon5.com.au. And that, of course, is to check out what's screening at your local and your local session times and things like that.
Exactly right. And, of course, always remember, buy tickets online. That is the best way to guarantee you a seat. You don't miss out when you turn up.
Easy peasy. So there you go. Make sure you're booking. Mr. Lee, let's do some top fives. And as usual, we like to start somewhere around the world. And we're going somewhere where we haven't been before, I don't think, in our fives.
No, I don't think we've ever been there. No.
No.
So we're off to Hungary.
Where, and I cannot wait to hear their top five.
It's going to be very interesting. Number five for Hungary is Kung Fu Panda 4. Number four is Challengers. Number three is Tarot, which is brand new for that week. Number two is The Fall Guy, dropping down from the number one spot the week before in Hungary. But number one is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
So I'm quite surprised. I was expecting a very different lineup there, but that's really good. So not much difference to us, really. It's
and plus there was no hard words to say either.
There was not, and I was waiting for that. I was waiting to see whether it was like, what's it called? Guruvuru and Balandil. Yeah, that's
That's it.
The top five for Australia, Mr. Lee. Good to see Kung Fu Panda 4 still staying in our five.
Certainly is. Number four is Challengers. Number three is If. Now, this was just last Sunday screening, that was all, and it made the top five, which is pretty big. Number two is The Fall Guy, and number one for Australia, just like Hungary, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, which we spoke about last week, and we delved into and looked at it with Owen Teague, you know, and just looking at, the latest movie in the series, which everyone's raving about. So no surprise, really, to see that up there at number one. Now, let's do a top five for another state. We've done New South Wales. We've done Victoria. Where are we going this week, Mr. Lee? Where are you taking us?
This week, we're going to South Australia to our friends over there. Number five for South Australia is Challengers. Number four is If. Number three is Shinda Shinda No Papa. Number two is The Fall Guy. And number one for South Australia, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Now, you might be asking, what is number three, Shinda Shinda No Papa?
Is it the Bollywood? Is it the Bollywood movie? Yeah.
It's a Bollywood movie. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's good to see a Bollywood movie in the top five for South Australia. So
it is, yeah, because last week we spoke about Victorians enjoying Star Wars because they got, after the May the 4th, they got that up. I think it was number three last week for them. And so it's good. Nice. Yep. It is. It's good to see a Bollywood film make the five. It's different.
Oh, it is. And as you know, they are so entertaining when you're watching them. They're so involved in dancing, singing, and music. Bollywood movies are very good to watch.
Just oozing with colour. And I just, I still think, Mr. Lee, I still think you need a Bollywood feed while it's happening too. So, you know,
a bit of a nice little curry and a papadum would be nice.
Yum. A nice butter chicken or something like that. Just perfect. Broken Josh.
God, no.
I know we're talking curries, Mr. Lee, but let's.
And you know, I actually really enjoy a good curry.
Well,
I love them.
You could have a nice curry while watching Shinda Shinda No Papa. And we need to find out what that means too, because that way it puts a bit more substance in what we're talking about.
Well, maybe next time I should research a little bit more. Hey?
You should, Mr. Lee. You should. So, we'll put this one back on you. But
put it on, mate.
But the good thing is, Mr. Lee, you have done your research on news, because we love bringing our Talk and Flicks listeners some movie news, and you've got something on Mark Wahlberg, who I believe you nearly had a run into.
Yes, just off the record, yes. Maybe somewhere where I was a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, he was actually offside. He wasn't there on the day, but he is filming a movie currently in Australia in around Sydney. So if you are going down to Sydney, keep your eyes out to see a film crew, you know, wherever they are, because as you know, there's heaps of trucks always around there and everything when they're doing filming. So if you see it, just, you know, wave out to Mark Wahlberg, say hi. G'day. Say g'day.
Yeah, you tried to find him, didn't you, Mr. Lee? You were were trying to access those no access areas, weren't you?
Yes, just... I was, but my pass was not allowing me to do that. And I tell you, I tried at Disney. I did.
He's always up for a photo opportunity. But you did get a photo with a bunny rabbit, which was good. Peter Rabbit, wasn't it? Yes.
Yeah, because Animal Logic, the ones who actually made Peter Rabbit and Peter Rabbit 2, from Happy Feet to the Lego movies and all that, they actually filmed Peter Rabbit at Centennial Park in Sydney. Wow. And so, yeah, I was lucky enough to stand exactly where all the stars were, which is Rose Byrne. She starred in it. And I was standing on the step of her house with the door and all that, and Peter Rabbit, which was a cardboard figure. But anyway, that's all right.
Technically, Mr. Lee, you hit the big time when you were there. Like, that's the closest you've probably been. So, and, you know, you did it without me, which I don't understand how that happens. Well, but, you know, that's...
I did send you the pass, but you're never in the mail. So, obviously, you know.
Well, it got lost. It clearly got lost.
Yeah, it's still on the way to
everything it, so, seems to get lost when you send it to me, Mr. Lee. So,
yeah,
this has a habit of happening. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. It just doesn't seem right, does it?
Well, keep Mark Wahlberg scouting, but Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which we did speak about not long ago, number one for both SA and Oz, making huge dosh, huge money.
Oh, it is. When you think globally, it's already taken, and it's only been out for a week. So globally, it's taken $131 million, which is US dollars. So it is really on track to actually probably beat the last one from 2017. So that's big news. So I would guarantee there's going to be another Planet of the Apes movie.
Yeah, and I would imagine that Owen Teague will make his way back into the next movie as well. Emily Blunt too, isn't it? Also in that movie as well. So there's a couple there that I would imagine will get a bigger pay packet and make a return down the track because, again, one of those movies that every time there is another one in the series, everyone just goes and checks out. Now, to Mr. Lee, in other news, some sad news this week too. Susan Baclini, which I'm not sure whether you are familiar with, but she was in one of the most popular scenes in one of the most popular horror movies of all time, of course, Jaws. She died as well at the age of 77.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Very sad. And I actually remember watching Jaws all those years ago as a little kid, and it took me ages to get back into the ocean after watching that. That was a scary movie back then. But that was really horrifying.
But it was one of the best shark movies, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
I don't like what they do with the graphics nowadays. Is it the CGI that they put on it? Yeah. I don't like it. It's not natural. But the way they did Jaws back in the day, they actually made that mechanical shark. It was so good.
And if you're ever lucky enough to go to Universal Studios in LA, or I'm sure in other places too, but in LA, you actually, when you go on the tram ride, you go past and Jaws comes beside you in the tram. And if you're lucky to be on the right-hand side, you actually could nearly touch Jaws, which I probably wouldn't because he'd bite your hand off, but you just go, wow. And it's this small little shark that you go, it didn't look that small in the movie. The movie, it looked a lot bigger.
In the movie too, because she gets dragged around in that scene when she's skinny dipping and she's holding on to the boy. Yeah. Apparently she said that they didn't inform her when they were going to pull her under the water because they wanted the reaction to be more genuine. So they didn't tell her. So basically, man, how scary would that be, just getting pulled under?
That would be frightening.
Yeah.
That would be frightening as not knowing. And even though you know it's going to happen, but not know when it's going to happen, it's still freaking scary. Like, that's,
That's not the movie we want to be in, Mr. Lee. That's not our
that's not our
ideal casting.
No, when we do our debut in a movie, we want it to be a nice comedy or a drama.
Yeah, or like a James Bond type movie. I could do that, right? Make some scenes there. So that could be.
As long as I don't have to run. I don't want to run.
Oh, you don't want to run? No.
I just don't think I could run.
Not good over 100? It's not good,
Definitely not. Maybe I could be on the scene just in the coffee shop drinking coffee. Now, that would be a good place, wouldn't it?
That's all you got to do, Mr. Lee. We'll just set you up there and just got to look good, right?
I'd be happy. Yeah, exactly right. Drinking my coffee, I'd be happy. Oh, happy days. And getting paid for it as well.
We can only hope, Mr. Lee. We'll keep trying. We will hopefully have some special guests on down the track too. We can try and pitch a resume too. So we'll see how we go. We'll see if they can put in a good word for us. We had no luck with Bianca Bradley all those years ago, so I don't know what's going to change, but well, we can only try.
Exactly right. And remember when we talked to Jocelyn Moore, she was going to try and get in a movie after The Dressmaker.
And she had ties to Kate Winslet and all that as well from Titanic. And nothing came of that, Mr. Lee. I don't know what happened.
No. And I'm not happy. I thought something would have come out of that.
Do you still have her number? We'll give her a call soon. We're going to catch up with her and find out what's going on. So anything's possible, Mr. Lee. Maybe she just lost her number or something. I don't know.
It may be in the mail as well. That's the problem.
It seems to be the common denominator at the moment. But
One day, indeed.
Let's go around the screens and see what's happening at our favourite cinemas.
Yeah, so in Tamworth on Wednesday, we've got our next movie and lunch on with Golda. It's at 10:30. Tickets are on sale now for that. Now, Orange, look at this. This is exciting. Do you remember Twilight, how big Twilight was all those years ago?
Yes.
Well, on June 8th, they're going to have a special screening of Twilight.
Oh, how good. How good. Because you were on the big screen. There was always two teams, wasn't there? Team Edward.
Yes.
And Team...
And Jacob.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Yeah. See, you know your Twilight, Mr. Lee.
I do.
Well, they're not called Twihards or something, are they? That's not.
Yeah, that's it. The name we're giving them.
Yeah.
I think they were. Yeah. Well, that's on June 8th. And what you've got to do is you've got to go to the Odeon 5 website and buy your ticket. So this is actually a demand film. This is a little different. To get the screening a go ahead, you've actually got to pre-purchase your tickets to that movie. And then once they reach the magic number, then the actual screening will go ahead. And this is through Demand Films, Fan Force Films, all those. They're great companies that we deal with that we can play these sort of movies, which is fantastic.
Okay, so make sure you get yourself involved in that one. Also, too, Wagga doing a screening of What About Sal? Now, this one starring Gerard Dwyer, Justin Banks, and Mr. Lee, one of our favourites, John Jarrett.
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy, isn't he? He's such a talented guy. He is the writer-director of What About Sal? So that's pretty big. And as we said, directing and writing and being in the movie is really, really hard. It's not an easy job to do, as we know.
And Forum 6, having a screening of What About Sal, a Q&A with John Jarrett on May 29. So that's not far away.
No, not far away at all. So very exciting.
Now, next week, Mr. Lee, Mad Max. Yes. Everyone is talking about this movie. Chris Hemsworth, the premiere has already happened. I'm thinking this is going to be huge.
I think it is. I think it's going to be really big. And as we know, it was filmed in Australia at Disney Studios in Sydney, and they did a lot of scenes in and around Sydney as well. So Mad Max Furiosa next week. Now, in Tamworth, we actually have our tickets on sale now for that session for next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So get your tickets now. As we keep saying, get them now so at least you know you haven't missed out.
Beautiful, forum6.com.au. Well, as we head towards the end of Talking Flicks for this week, Mr. Lee, one more thing to do, and that, of course, is to give away some movie tickets and also do another really awesome scene with some bad acting. Before we do that, though, we did have a winner for last week's Meet the Parents scene, and that was Amanda Barden in Tamworth.
Yeah, so good to see Tamworth actually got someone. The last 2 weeks it's been orange. So,
yeah.
But I must say, Wagga, you've got to do something. You've got to get someone from Wagga to start listening and win these tickets. So get Craig from Wagga, the manager down there. He can actually fork out the money for the tickets this time, not me all the time.
Well, if you're in Wagga, make sure that you're listening out to this next scene and you get yourself involved for the chance to win tickets. Mr. Lee, we've done horror, we've done a comedy, we've done a drama, and this week we're taking on a family film.
And this is really good. I love this movie. I thought when it first came out, it was brilliant, you know, and even the sequels were great. I think you've done a great job in selecting this movie.
Great little pick. Got to say, every time they release a new movie in this franchise, it's always one you want to go and see. They never let you down, breaking all sorts of records too at the box office.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, it was a massive, massive movie. So I'm sure people will get it straight away as soon as you start talking because you're like the first line this week. And tell me, I'm a bit worried there's no girls in this one.
We get to play male parts this week for the first time. How good.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks for that.
All right, with the first.
Is it because of my bad acting?
It was. You did not play a very good female, Mr. Lee. So I decided to cut you out this week of female parts. So that's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I think you'll nail your part in this script. So
I think I will.
All right, Mr. Lee, let's do this. Let's get to business. Let's try and win somebody some movie tickets. The first line, this is not give it away. There's a big problem. Let's see how we go. Buzz Lightyear to Star Command. Come in, Star Command. Star Command, come in. Do you read me? Why don't they answer? You're on, Mr. Lee.
Oh, sorry, I'm up. Sorry. Hello? Hello?
Hoya!
Wow. Hoy! Hey! Hoya! Did I frighten you? Didn't mean to. Sorry. Howdy. My name is Woody, and this is Andy's room. That's all I wanted to say. And also, there has been a bit of a mix-up. This is my spot. See? The bed here.
Local law enforcement, it's about time you got here. I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit. My ship has crash-landed here by mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake. Because, you see, the bed here is my spot.
I need to repair my turbo boosters. Do you people use fossil fuels, or have you discovered crystallic fusion?
I'm sorry. Well, let's see. We've got double... A's. Oh my god, you know what? I think that's our worst.
I think it could be too. It was supposed to be the easiest, Mr. Lee. The easiest.
It was. Yeah. You threw me with the extra little things that you threw in there. Jeez. I'm like, what?
I don't know. You've had heaps of time to. Yeah, I don't know, Mr. Lee. You've heaps of time to.
I have had heaps of time. Yep. Well, anyway. And I still. Yeah.
I don't think that you need much more than that to work out which movie it is. If you think you know what it is, head online to forum6.com.au. There's an email tab, Mr. Lee, that you can leave your details.
Exactly right. So, yep, as Jay said, go to forum6.com.au or odium5.com.au and click on the link that says win tickets and you just put in the movie name and that's all you got to do. So easy. Easy. And then you've got until Wednesday, 5 p.m. to actually send in your entry. And then we pick someone randomly and then we announce them on next week's podcast.
Yeah. And you could be off to see a movie of your choosing. And there's some great stuff out at the moment. I don't really know how that's a really hard choice to pick. Or you can hold it off for later, you know, or you can give
it.
You can give it to someone as a gift. It doesn't matter. Your movie tickets.
You can't do that. You can't be cheap. Don't be cheap.
This is how I roll, Mr. Lee. This is how I roll. You know what?
Come on, Jay. You can't be too... That's too cheap.
So how would you feel if I gave you movie tickets, Mr. Lee? Would you...
Yeah, we won't go there. I can't say because this is PG, so I better not say.
I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now, Mr. Lee. Oh, Surely you wouldn't be offended with that.
Surely not.
Oh, surely not. No, not at all. Thanks very much. Yeah, cheapskate.
Look, we'll catch you next week for more great movies. Going to be another massive show. Catch you then, Mr. Lee.
Bye for now, Jay.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.